Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next half hour, we'll feature six songs from relatively unknown Motown artists. This half hour, we'll hear from Blue Swepter, Stevie Wonder, Diana Ross and the Supremes, Joe Harnell, Junior Walker and the All-Stars, Debbie Dean, Lionel Richie, and the Isley Brothers. All coming up the next half hour as we feature six songs this hour from unknown Motown artists. Mummy from Diana Ross and the Supremes, The Composer, and they reached number 27 in the U.S. pop charts and number 21 in the rhythm and blues charts from 1969. Before that, Stevie Wonder, Isn't She Lovely? It didn't chart because it was never released as a 45, but the song was recorded in 1976, and it was taken from Stevie's album called The Key of Life. And we start with a group called Blue Scepter, Out in the Dark, and that song was recorded released in 1972. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, and for this hour, we're featuring six records from virtually unknown Motown artists. Well, coming up, the second of six, and Joe Harnell with a great song from Stevie Wonder, My Cherie Amour. Well, Joe Harnell was born August 2nd, 1924, and died July 14th, 2005. His father was a vaudeville performer who also played in jazz ensembles, and Joe began playing piano at age 6 and was performing in his father's ensembles by age 14. He attended the University of Miami on a musical scholarship in the early 1940s, and in 1943 joined the Air Force, playing with Glenn Miller's Air Force Band. Well, Joe was an integral part of a U.S. television show called The Dinah Shore Chevy Show as the house pianist on many episodes. From 1967 to 1973, he worked as a musical director of the television show in the United States called The Mike Douglas Show. And in 1973, Joe moved to Hollywood and worked in film scores and television compositions, composing for television shows The Bionic Woman, The Incredible Hulk, Alienation, and Five, of which he was awarded an Emmy in 1986. Well, here he is with a great song from Stevie Wonder, My Cherie Amour, right here on Motown. Thank you.
Roots Are Memories with Tom Fallon.
Junior Walker and the All-Stars with Hip City Part 1. That was actually the A side of the 45 from 1968, but the B side, Hip City Part 2, which we heard before that, actually charted and reached number 31 in the United States pop charts and number 7 on the rhythm and blues charts from 1968. And we started with Joe Harnell, My Sharia Moore from 1970. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. And for this hour, we're featuring six virtually unknown Motown artists. Three this half hour, three next half hour. Well, we've heard from two this half hour, so here comes the third one, and that third singer is Debbie Dean. Well, Debbie Dean was born Rebecca Jeanette Smith. She was born on February 1st, 1928 in Corbin, Kentucky, and died February 17, 2001. She was the first white solo singer to record for the Motown record label. She was the fourth child of Walter B. Smith, a railroad engineer, and his wife, Alma, was a housewife. Well, Debbie Dean recorded as Penny Smith and also as Debbie Stevens at various labels before arriving at Motown in the early 1960s. Unlike most of the early Motown recording artists, she was neither a rhythm and blues singer or a blues singer, and her first single at Motown was Don't Let Him Shop Around. It was an answer record to the Miracles' smash hit Shop Around. Well, Debbie Dean's perky vocals, with a noticeable southern twang, barely reached Billboard's Hot 100s on Don't Let Him Shop Around. Subsequent singles were even less successful, and at the age of 34, which was significantly older than most Motown acts at the time, she was dropped from the label. Well, here she is from 1968 singing Why Am I Loving You, right here on Motown.
Why am I? Loving
great Motown songs here on Motown Memories.
Me.
Isley Brothers with Got to Have You Back, and that only reached number 93 in the U.S. pop charts and number 47 on the rhythm and blues charts from 1967. Before that, a pretty tune, Lionel Richie's Ballerina Girl, and then reached number 1 in the adult contemporary charts from 1987. And we started with Debbie Dean, Why Am I Loving You, from 1968. Well, this half hour, we've featured three virtually unknown artists. And coming up after the break, we'll hear from another three. So keep it right here on Motown Memories.